Flowers, Fruit and Objets d'Art by Jean-Baptiste Monnoyer. Flowers, Fruit and Objets d'Art was the admission piece submitted by Jean-Baptiste Monnoyer to the French Royal Academy of Painting and Sculpture on the 3rd of October, 1665. This work is not only one of the finest examples of his art, but one of the most beautiful still lifes painted in France during the 17th century, the Grand Siècle. Monnoyer moves the genre away from the austere and stripped-down reality painters of the first half of the century, such as Beaujean, Moyon, or Linard. His work shows the influence of Pierre van Boucle with the abundance and opulence of the Flemish painters. Despite his fidelity to nature, attested by authors of the period, Monnoyer is not afraid to juxtapose spring flowers and summer and autumn fruits in this work. With little regard for verisimilitude, he's added antique vases, a tureen, a sphinx, a clock, and an ancient globe, together with the painter's palette and brushes. Beyond this decorative profusion, there lies a kind of symbolic portrait of the ideal patron, interested in everything in the universe, suggested by the globe as a true connoisseur, capable of appreciating nature's most beautiful creations and the most sophisticated and ingenious fabrications of the human mind. The sovereign, none other than the young Louis XIV, transformed into a new Alexander or Augustus, was ushering in a new era of peace and political intelligence, auspicious for the nation's prosperity and for art. With an innate sense of decorative orchestration, learned as a pupil of Lebrun, probably already at Vaux-le-Vicomte, and later at the Gobelin, Monnoyer unifies his composition with the heavy wall hanging held by thick braid cords and the majestic cascade of the rich piece of brocade, sparkling with gold. The carefully arranged light brings out the clear and translucent colors, slipping even into the densest areas of impasto. As a challenge to time, the great destroyer, soon to engulf all these riches, the painter's palette stands alone at the base of the altar, bearing witness for the future generations to the marvels of this new golden age in France.